Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, do the majority of teaching in our Lewis Center campus. And I guess this is also happy Election Day Eve to you. So I hope that we're all being prayerful for our country and for our leaders as we go out and vote. And that made this weekend kind of the perfect time for Jesus to address in the Sermon on the Mount this whole idea of anxiety and worry. And one of the things that Jesus said is that which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to the span of his life? We're considering this reality that only one kingdom is going to last forever. And so one of the things that we discussed is how our worry tends to expose our security or our insecurity. In other words, what we put our security in. And we talked about how, you know, 99% of the stuff you worry about never happens. Everyone's always, you know, talking about that reality. And I just mentioned, I think the 1% of the stuff that has happened has all happened in 2020, right? So it's all accumulated over this time and kind of comes to a head in some ways this week. So the perfect time for Jesus to address this reality. And he says, don't be anxious about tomorrow because tomorrow has enough trouble for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So don't grab tomorrow's worries and pull them into today. Don't live tomorrow today. Jesus gives us three what I think are great ideas for how to handle this reality of worry that we all tend to struggle with at times. And so the first one is when it comes to things that are difficult in our lives, we should expect them, right? Every day has enough trouble. Jesus says, we're going to struggle. There are going to be moments in this world because the world's not right. The world's not perfect, and it won't be until someday future forward when God restores everything to the way it ought to be. We're going to struggle. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trouble in John 16:33. So we should expect difficulties and situations and pandemics and struggles over elections and social unrest and all those things. We should really expect them. But secondly, we don't just expect them. You should inspect them. You know, we talked about the difference between coal and a diamond, a common lump of coal. The only difference between the two things is pressure and time. And pressure and time turn something common like coal into something beautiful like a diamond. And so it's important for us to recognize that in the midst of difficulties, it's not wasted, but rather that God is using it to turn us into something beautiful. And that's important if you're not a Christian, because we tend to come to Christ, especially as adults, a lot of times because we have a problem, maybe an addiction or something like that. And we think, well, I'm going to try God, or I'm going to try Christianity. And if Christianity works, well, then maybe it's true. But Christianity isn't true because it works. It works because it's true, right? You don't fall in love with someone and marry them, hoping that their love or that your love for them is what's eventually going to change you. Rather, you fall in love with someone, and the fact that you love them and they love you is what eventually changes you. So we have to inspect difficulties. We have to see them for what they are. And some people have experienced incredible loss this year or even over the last 5 or 10 years. And so it's not easy, and we certainly don't want to be dismissive of it, but God will use it. So then you expect them, you inspect them, and then the third thing I would just say is to respect them. When Simon Peter says, don't be surprised at the fiery trials that come at you in this life, that's a reference most people think to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the Old Testament, and where they said to King Nebuchadnezzar, listen, we're not going to bow. Our God can deliver us, but if not, we will not bow to your idol. And I think it's important for us to have that kind of attitude, that kind of respect for God in the middle of trials and difficulties. I think to say that God cannot deliver us is to not treat God as the powerful God that he is, but to demand that God treats us is to not treat him as the sovereign God that he is. So those three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, had the right perspective. So we pray for people to be healed, and we pray for situations to be fixed. But if not, we're still not going to bow our hearts to the idols that exist in this world. And just like with those three young men, they were thrown into the furnace. And if you remember the story, Nebuchadnezzar asks what is happened to them is there's a fourth in the furnace with them. And that's an Old Testament appearance of Jesus. And the reality is, it's just a great reminder to us that Jesus is always in the furnace with us. Jesus, when he went to the cross, he experienced the furnace of God's wrath against sin. And so the reality is that because Jesus went into the furnace for us, we know that Jesus will always be in the furnace with us. So if there's a furnace burning right now in your marriage, if there's a furnace burning right now in your relationship with your children or your relationship with your extended family, or there's a furnace that's burning at work because of unemployment, no matter what our small furnace is, we know that Jesus will be with us because he went into the furnace for us. So as we kind of round out today, I hope that you'll take the opportunity to be prayerful, to join us again tomorrow. I'm going to pray for us. I want to take the opportunity certainly to pray for our country. And then when I'm done, I'll give you the opportunity to pray your way out of the Drivecast today. Father, on this day, in preparation for tomorrow, certainly for our country is a big day, but God, we don't put our allegiance in a leader, in a president, in a cabinet, in a Congress, in a court. God, our allegiance ultimately is to you. You're the king of the universe. You sit on a throne, and no matter what happens here, God, we believe that you'll use it, that you'll use it to do something beautiful. So God, I pray that as we examine the coming days, that God, we won't be arrogant if we're on the winning side of the election, and we won't be in despair if we're on the losing side. But rather, God, our joy will be firmly placed and planted in you. Thank you so much, God, for the way you love us. And we confess, God, our inability. We confess our worry and our concerns about the future. And at the same time, we submit all that to our trust in you. Now you take the opportunity to pray.